Hey.
Hi everyone, welcome to another midweek message. Great to be with you. So this week we're continuing with our I Ams. And so if you can, turn to John 14 and verse 1. We're going to read together from there. John 14 verse 1 says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." So we want to look at I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I wanted to separate them into the three and then look at them just at the end together. So here the disciples are concerned. Jesus has talked in John 13. He's had supper with them. He's washed their feet. He said that one of them would betray him, and he foretells of Peter's denial. So here he's saying, "Let not your hearts be troubled." So obviously they were concerned. They were anxious for the future. What did Jesus mean? "How will we know the right path?" Thomas asked. "Jesus, where are you going?" they're asking. What can Jesus do to reassure them at this time? So he comes and says, "I am the way and the truth and the life," to them. And in this time, we can feel so many things. There's a lot of uncertainties, there's changes, things are moving to perhaps a different kind of normal, and some things haven't been under our control. And you might have thought that this year was going to be like a certain way, and then that just hasn't happened. So we can be concerned about what the future is going to look like even within this year. And this is the same situation as the disciples are in. Jesus is telling them all these things and they're just not sure and they're not certain. Where is Jesus in their situation? And we could be asking the same, where's God in all of this? So number one, Jesus says he is the way. Thomas asked Jesus, "Where are you going? Where are you going? How can we know the way?" And Jesus tells them, "I am the way." And I was reading about a missionary who was out in the jungle and was following a trail, and suddenly the trail seemed to come to an end and he was lost. So eventually he found a hut. He asked the chief of that group of people, "Could somebody help me? I've lost my way." And someone agreed, yes, they would be the guide and would show him the way. And so they started to beat down the jungle and hack through the undergrowth. And the missionary started to ask, you know, "Are you sure this is the way? Because I can't see the path." And the man just laughed at him and said, "Well, I am the path." And this, in the same way, Jesus is saying to us that he is the way. He's the path. He's our path. And Matthew Henry, in his commentaries, talks about that Jesus is the way. We set out, we go on, and we finish. So when you first became a Christian, he was the way. He was the way to eternal life. He was the way to the Father. And he hasn't moved from that position. He's set you on this path. He was the way when you first started. And as you go on this journey and finish, he will be the way. So that's really, really reassuring in these times, that Jesus has set us on a path and he will show you the way. The Greek word is hod, and it denotes progress, a road going somewhere. And we need to keep on the way with Jesus at this time. We shouldn't be standing still. We are journeying with Jesus. And we know that this scripture is so valuable and so important when we become a Christian, but also now we're still continuing on a journey with him. He says, "I am the way to the Father." He's the only way to the Father God. He's the way to eternal life. But also, there's so many other things that Jesus is the way for. He's the way to our peace. If you look at John 14, verse 27, if you have time, He is the way out of the circumstances. Isaiah 31 verse 21. He's the way of example. 2 Peter 2 verse 21 talks about Jesus being our example. He's the way of sacrifice, if you look in Hebrews 9. And he's the way of the Spirit and the way of holiness. Isaiah 35 verse 8. There's so many ways he is to us. So we can just think about it as, oh, he's the way to the Father and eternal life. But he's the way to so much more. And he guarantees that he will lead us. The disciples were feeling a little lost, but he reassures them. He's just gone ahead of them to prepare the way. And we may feel a little lost at this time, but Jesus reminds us in this passage that he's the way and that he's going ahead. And he can make a way out of the jungle, out of the brambles, out of the undergrowth that you can't see the trail, but he can beat the way forward for you. And we just have to trust him with our path, don't we? We have to follow him, we have to trust him, and we have to put our faith in him, that when he says he's the way, he truly is. The disciples at this time were known as followers of the way, and we just have to think about that. Are we still followers of the way? Are we following the way of Jesus? Are you? Am I? And it's something certainly to think about, that that's how we should be looking at our life, and our life should reflect the fact that we are followers of the way. So the next thing he talks about is that he's the truth. And the truth doesn't waver or change, does it? Jesus is unchanging. In all of the situations we're in now, we can fully trust that Jesus never changed. He's constantly the same. Hebrews 13 says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's really reassuring to us in times of change and uncertainty. Jesus is the perfect expression of truth. So while we may see facts and we see things changing, COVID facts, all sorts of facts change, all things about our circumstances, we can look at the facts, but actually we need to look to the truth. And Jesus is the truth. John says that Jesus was the Word made flesh, and that he and the Word is truth. So that's what we need to attend to. The truth in Jesus protects us from, as we abide in him, it protects us from false teaching, false doctrine, from false accusations, and from temptation. You know, in my life, I've really known God to protect me from things. As I've looked to Jesus and I've kept abiding in my relationship with him, he has definitely protected me from situations, from false accusations, and from erring from teaching that isn't of the Lord. So I'd encourage you just to keep at it and trust that Jesus will protect you, because he is the truth. And it's so wonderful that there's nothing false or there's nothing misleading about Jesus. And if we live in him and we keep our relationship with Jesus, we have someone who will never deceive us. And when you need the truth about a situation, you just need to go to him, get the word, and he will give you that revelation and that knowledge that will lead you. In the word it says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And that's John 8 verse 31. When we have a revelation of the word, a sort of light bulb moment switches on in our spirits, in our hearts, and we know that we have the truth. And that knowledge and that revelation unlocks chains that hold us back. And so we have that freedom because the truth sets us free. So where do we get the truth from? Is in Jesus. And then if we look at the third thing he says that I am, is I am the life. So if we look at that together, Jesus is the life. He doesn't just want us to give life. He doesn't just want to give us life. He wants to be the life to us. And he wants us to have eternal life, which we receive when we become a Christian, but also life to the full here on earth. And he wants us to share in his life, and he wants to share himself and his love with us all of the time. And we can have this, which is the Zoe, that's the word life, here on earth right now. So the Greek word meaning the God kind of life, Zoe, means that our life is abundant. It's experiencing the divine abundant life of God. and the nature of God that's rich and full. Full of his love, full of his joy, full of his power. In areas of our life we can know victory over death because Jesus gives us this Zoe life. So we're not chained to our past, we're not chained to our mistakes. God is so loving, he's so kind, he's so merciful to us that we're not determined by what we've done, but only our life in him. So it's not about chasing things that don't last. It's about really seeking things that do last, that are eternal, that should be our focus. And they're the significant things that we need to look at. Jesus' life changes the way that you think and that you feel. The life that he gives you is on the inside. It can really bubble up and overflow to other people. So that's really why we need to live in God's kind of lifestyle, his life, getting his relationship all of the time on a daily basis, so that we have that life bubbling up within us that not only sets us free, unlocks chains that bind us, but also has that powerful effect on people around us that don't know him yet. Because he truly is the best way to live. So these things, it's just one sentence, but the way, the truth and the life is huge, huge to us. And it can mean so much to us. And they're really all connected, because if you're on the path and you're on the way, then the truth, which is the light really of the word, the light, the revelation that we receive, can keep you on the way. And then because you're kept on the way and you have that revelation, you're getting more and more of the Zoe kind of life. So in these times where things are changing, we're not sure, we can be certain that God, if we follow him, we can trust him and we can have the truth of his word. And he will show you the way in all of this, and he will lead you to a more abundant life. So let's just thank God that we know him as the I am of those three vital truths and vital things that we really need in our lives. Father, we just thank you that you sent Jesus to be the way, the truth and the life. And Lord, we just look to you today that during this week we would have a greater revelation of this truth. We thank you for the word. We thank you that it's powerful. And Lord, we just ask that you would really speak to people this week through that one simple sentence, which is really means so much to us. So Lord, we just praise you and thank you for unveiling something new about this to us in the name of Jesus. Amen.